The genealogical hypothesis concerns genealogical ancestry, not genetic ancestry. Adam and Eve are genealogical ancestors of everyone to the ends of the earth by AD 1 at the latest, but not necessarily our genetic ancestors, as the theologian C. John Collins writes. Swamidas's focus on the genealogy rather than the genetics and his motivation for it is spot on, namely, the biblical language is concerned with line of descent or genealogy. To appeal to the genetic questions, important as they may be for some purposes, foists a misleading anachronism on the biblical text. The same may well be true of the notion of human. We will return to the notion of human later, but the distinction between genetic and genealogical ancestor is a key. Genealogical ancestry, grounded in the ordinary language of theology and scripture, neither of which employ the language of modern genetic science. It is also a correction to the vast majority of scientific work on Adam and Eve, which fixated on genetic ancestry instead, usually without any justification. 1. Genealogical ancestry concerns the connections in family trees, pedigrees, and genealogies. It is an ordinary definition of ancestry. 2. Genetic ancestry, in contrast, traces the history of small stretches of DNA. Genetics is not an ordinary definition of ancestry, an anachronism in theology and scripture. 3. Like a street light and a telescope, genetic ancestry gives us a tunnel vision view of genealogical ancestry. 4. Mitochondrial Eve and Y-chromosomal Adam are examples of genetic ancestry that are often misunderstood. The difference between these two types of ancestry is the key insight. With this distinction in mind, the scientific answer to the question of Adam and Eve shifts quite dramatically.